Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day and welcome. We are glad you are here. Hopefully you're having a great day today. Certainly appreciate it, as always. Going to talk some racing coming up here very soon as you've got the Indy cars getting ready to go screaming through the road course that is Road America and in Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin, this coming weekend. And they're coming off a pretty successful run down there in Indianapolis. And it was good to see the cars running again in Indy. It was a little surreal without fans. As far as any time you go to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, you're usually thinking 500,000 people, and just a little bit different at this particular time. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Lee Diffie, NBC Sports IndyCar broadcaster. That's on the docket. But again, Road America this coming weekend, they still have tickets available, and because of the way it is spread out and campsites and such, there's a lot of social distancing you can do there. So by all means, head out to Road America, get yourself some tickets and maybe a little bit of a slice of normalcy, so to speak, and you get to see some racing this weekend, some good racing this weekend, as a matter of fact, as the Indy cars are back. Love watching the Indy cars road race out there at Road America. And joined now, our friend from NBC Sports, the IndyCar broadcaster, Lee Diffie, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Lee, how you doing?
Bill, I'm doing well. How are you?
We are doing wonderfully. So what was it like running down at Indianapolis without fans and seeing that race but not hearing the roar of the crowd?
Kind of like going to your office Christmas party, but you were the only one there. it was a little strange. But look, any time you can go to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, it's special. Of course, you know, you didn't have that, the buzz of the fans, but to see the, the place has always looked terrific, right, over the decades. But now that with the finesse and the attention to detail that Roger Penske possesses and the Penske Entertainment Group and the Penske Corporation, you know, just the finer details of what they've done to the place, it looks, I guess you can't say it looks $1 million. It looks $1 billion. It looks fantastic. And so it was good. It was good to be there. But of course, you know, just like your show with your listeners, you know, sport relies on the fans. So I all of us, we spoke about this quite a bit amongst ourselves off air. We really felt for the fans that they couldn't be there on that historic weekend of NASCAR and IndyCar being there for the first time at the same time together.
It's always amazing to me when you get a winner at Indianapolis, and then it's a name that you've come to know over the years, and it's always This is their first time winning in Indianapolis. Scott Dixon, a long time coming, 12 years to make that second trip to victory lane at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. I would have thought that he would have had a couple more under his belt, but just the second trip to victory lane. So we saw different lead changes. We saw good racing. We saw some mechanical problems, some computer problems, but tell me a little bit about this season so far and a little bit of a different looking car this year when you start to look at Indy cars as well.
Very different, and you know, I use the word historic to talk about last weekend, but in the timeline of the history of IndyCar, we're in a really significant point right now with the new looking cars with the aero screen. This is a safety device that has been applied to the Indy cars, which has a titanium frame and then this composite see-through material. It adds about an extra 50 pounds to the car's weight. It's been a little bit challenging getting airflow through there, so it's been a little bit hotter than the drivers would like. But look, based on things that have happened in IndyCar and in Formula One, in open wheel racing, you know, something had to be done. You know, with the death of our dear friend Justin Wilson, and then in Formula One, the death of the young French driver Jules Bianchi. You know, the FIA, the sports governing body, and just everybody involved, they just said, look, we've got to do something. We're not going to take away the fact there'll still be open wheel cars, but we have to put something in there. So F1 has the halo, and we at IndyCar have the aero screen. And the cars look really different. Depending on the colour schemes, they can, some look a little bit clunky, but others look really sleek, and they can look like fighter jet kind of cockpits, you know. So it's good. So far, there's only been two races this year. And if you were to, you know, you said, how do we describe it, or the flavour of IndyCar 2020 is Scott Dixon. Now, he turns 40 in a couple of weeks, and he just proves that age is just a number. He's never, you know, in his 20 years of being an IndyCar driver, he's never started a season with back-to-back wins. So, I mean, for all of the young guys coming into IndyCar now, they better look out, because the veterans got plenty of life left in him. It wouldn't surprise me if he drove until he was 50. So, you know, Dixon has set the bar very high already this season.
Talking with Lee Diffie, NBC Sports IndyCar broadcaster, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Talk about what it has been this year without the fans, but that's beside the point, because inside the walls, inside the track, there's testing going on, there's social distancing going on. Talk about the protocols. Talk about some of the things that are just – it just makes it so surreal that we're actually running IndyCar, but doing it in the times in which we live.
Well, I'll give you a really blunt description. I've called for me, you know, I love my job. It doesn't feel like a job, right? Broadcasting has been my career for almost 25 years, and like you, you know, we get paid to talk, and I love it. But not just on the air. I like to talk off air, and I love to talk to drivers and engineers and team owners, etc. I've done two races. I haven't spoken to a driver face to face. I haven't seen a driver from 6 feet away. Haven't seen anybody, because we go to the track, there's strict protocols in place, and if you and this goes down to the point of being a race engineer and the mechanics, you go to where you're supposed to go to perform your job, and that is it. And so I when we had the one day show in Texas a month ago, I walked into our commentary booth at 9:30 in the morning, and I walked out at 9:45 that night. I had 12 hours in there, and that was the day's work. And then so we're relying on phone calls, we're relying on text, and we're relying on Zoom meetings. We've been setting up Zoom meetings before and during the event with the drivers, and that's how we're getting our, you know, because all of us as communicators, we rely on those relationships that we've built over the years. But also there's new drivers, Bill, that have come into the series from overseas that we're getting to know, you know, and it's very difficult to build relationships and get to know these people. And sometimes they tell you stuff off the record, on the record, and that all happens face-to-face, you know. And it's been a learning curve for us to still get our job done and get the information that we like to gather, so we make it an interesting show for the viewers, you know, via technology, not face-to-face communication.
Mm-hmm. Road America, I always love it when the IndyCar series comes. It's so much fun. It's a terrific weekend there. I know it's going to seem a little different with the limited capacity that they're going to allow through the gates, but at least you are going to have some fans that'll look a little more like a regular race day. But talk about some of the challenges and some of the things that you also appreciate about coming to Road America in Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin.
Well, in my opinion, it's one of the best tracks in the world, not just in North America, in the world. It has so much history. There was the best part of a decade's break where IndyCar didn't race at Road America, and that made me quite sad. So when it returned in 2016, I was so thrilled about that, and for us now to be going back, you know, in successive years, it is really great. The area is beautiful, just the lush green nature of it. My dear friend and my old Formula One broadcasting colleague, David Hobbs, lives there, so that's an added bonus. I'm going to see Hobbo tomorrow. There's something about the fans that go to Road America. It's almost like when you go to the Indianapolis 500 and you meet people and they're like, well, I first came here with my dad 40 years ago. You know, it's like just to switch gears a little bit, the president of the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship, John Doonan, he first went to Road America when he was 6 years old, and now he's the president of the biggest sports car series in the world. You know, just stuff like that. And we've been very lucky over the years to meet people that actually educate us in different nuances to the area and the track and how it changed. And I used to sit there, but now I sit here and I watch Bobby Rahal, you know, battle Al Unser Jr. And I watched, you know, I saw first saw Mario here, the anecdotes. And so that's why I love going there, mainly the historical aspect. And that it's, you know, I always refer to it as a 4 mile monster. It's such a beautiful track and it's so fast and it's so daunting, but at the same time, rewarding.
Yeah, it's different in the sense, and I always get this from drivers, because it doesn't matter what series you race, whether it's, say, the sprint cars or whether it's an Indy car, it's the undulation, because there's a lot of road courses, but most of them are flat. This thing's up and down. You're cramming on the brakes going down into turn five. You're coming back up the hill. It's got the undulation that makes it also one of the more challenging road courses, right?
Yeah, it's beautiful. Just from to be there in person and see it, is one thing. And then for undulation is one of the most difficult things for us in television to show, you know, to show gradient. That's one of the things that just always makes it tricky for our cameras and our camera operators and our director. But, you know, it's so dramatic there at Road America that you can see it and can appreciate it, especially, you know, the front straight and up to the checkered flag is obviously the most renowned place, but also down in Canada Corner and the climb up through the S's up to the top to come onto the front straight. You know, I went there last year. I had a session off. I had one of the practice sessions off, and I jumped on a golf cart and drove around and just reminded myself of that undulation and sort of sometimes it's easy for us to get stuck in what we do and not get out around with the fans out to actually look at the track and look at the cars on the track. So that's a recent really special memory for me.
Lee, great stuff. We look forward to seeing you here in Wisconsin. I'm sure David Hobbs is probably going to have a big beer for you and maybe a little bit of a meal or a bratwurst or something. But we look forward to seeing you here this weekend. We'll talk to you soon. Stay safe, okay?
We always sit out on Hobbo's veranda and have a gin and tonic in the afternoon. So I'm looking forward to that. And thank you for supporting IndyCar. We've started in spectacular style. We've had increased ratings for these first two races. And it just shows that IndyCar continues this upward trajectory and a lot of people are interested and we're growing the audience. So it's really exciting. So thanks, Bill, for what you do for the sport.
Lee, my pleasure. We look forward to seeing you here soon and enjoy the gin and tonic. We'll talk to you, okay?
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you later. Lee Diffie, NBC Sports IndyCar broadcaster, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair 80-plus years. They've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's schneiderjobs.com. We got more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back, Bill Michaels Show. We're on the air, and today you've got that spicy chicken sandwich, or you've got the Angus cheeseburger on sale over there from our friends at Quick Trip, and going on right now, as a matter of fact. You can stop over and grub down for, you know, do the whole meal for about, you know, $3-4. You're good to go. $2.19 each. $2.19 each. Don't forget, they got the Quickery Bake Shop, the cookies, assorted varieties, by the way, $2.99 a 12-pack. And those Kitchen Cravings 5-ounce sirloin steaks, three of them, for $5. Plus, they have those great big old pothole pizzas now. Oh, those things are so good. Have you tried them? Oh, my goodness. So fantastic. Go to see our friends at Quick Trip. And don't forget, use your Quick Rewards card, and you're going to be good to go. You can start earning yourself some less pain at the pump, if you will. We know that the Brewers yesterday held their first scrimmage at Miller Park. In addition to yesterday, they also ended up signing their first-round draft choice yesterday. So Garrett Mitchell ends up signing with the Milwaukee Brewers. So that was good news. And then the Brewers announced, was it just a little while ago, Evan, that they just announced that their opening day and all that kind of such for 2021?
Yeah,
schedule?
I want to say it was like probably around noon or so that they released it.
Okay. I'm looking for it on their website. I don't see it.
They tweeted it out.
Okay. Well, that must be the reason why then. Because I was looking for it. I'm thinking, okay, where's that at? I figured they would have it on their their website already, but nevertheless. So, the Brewers tweeting out their 2021 schedule. Oh, there it is, the 2021 schedule. So they open up in Minnesota? Or no, Minnesota at home. They open it up at home against Minnesota on a Thursday. Then Friday is off. Then they play Saturday and Sunday before they travel to Wrigley. And then again, you get because it's probably opening day in St. Louis. That's the reason you have the Friday off yet again. So then you go from Wrigley to St. Louis, and then you bring Wrigley North because that's when they come back home for the 12th, 13th, and 14th. At least they start in April. But it could be an April Fool's joke when you say, who are you opening up against this year? We open up against the Minnesota Twins. I guess they get them out of the way early. That's not a bad thing to do. But it's interesting. A couple of weekends there I wouldn't mind. I don't know if you want to go to Arizona in June, but early June certainly not bad. It's really not that hot yet here. So if you're looking for a road trip, you got a four-game series that's going to be taking place here against Arizona. You're not going to go to Arizona until later on in the season. But that's not a bad way to go. You got a good trip to Washington in May. See the flowers blooming. Heading to Cincinnati in May is not great. That can be hit or miss. It's not bad when you go down to Miami in May, though. When you're talking about weekend series, you could always go down and sit anywhere in that cavernous park for the Miami Marlins. So not a bad way to go. In June, they only have one weekend road trip. That's the one thing I noticed. In the month of June in 2021, the Brewers only have one weekend road trip. They play at home for Arizona for four. The next week they play at home, three-game series against Pittsburgh. Then they go on the road to Colorado after that weekend. The next weekend they're back at home facing Colorado. Otherwise, it's two at home, two on the road. Two at home, two on the road. But for the most part, yeah. Three home series. And really four if you want to go into that fourth week in June, because the end of June is on a Wednesday, and then that series you go to Pittsburgh. So I take that back. You go to Pittsburgh and then Cincinnati. And then, so anyway, long story short, just kind of reading it left to right. But, the Brewers 2021 season schedule is now out. They open up against the Minnesota Twins, time yet to be determined. So at least you know where they're going. You just don't have the time that they're actually playing. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Hey, by the way, speaking of Major League Baseball, Country Joe West. The Major League Baseball Umpires Union has now distanced themselves from Country Joe West's opinion on the coronavirus. I don't know if you happened to catch this. He had recent public comments. They say it does not reflect the stance regarding the coronavirus pandemic. Our nation and the world has suffered greatly from the deadly virus, says the union statement. In the midst of continued suffering, umpires are attempting to do our part to bring the great game of baseball back onto the field and into the homes of every fan. Country Joe West said, he was telling USA Today Sports, he said, those statistics regarding the coronavirus and deaths aren't accurate. I don't care who's counting them. When country music singer Joe Diffie died, they said he died from the coronavirus. He had stage 4 lung cancer. The coronavirus may have accelerated it, but let's be honest. Our system is so messed up, they have emptied hospitals because there's no elective surgery. The government's been giving these hospitals extra money if somebody dies of the coronavirus. So everybody that dies, it's because of the coronavirus. I don't care if you get hit by a car, it's the coronavirus. Now, I'll say this. If Country Joe West was running for office, he'd win. Because he's saying what a lot of people are saying. He's saying what everybody that's sitting at the end of the bar is saying. And what I'll be honest, okay? It's not that I'm in agreement with him. I've been told that by people that work in the healthcare business. So is there a contributing factor? If the coronavirus is a contributing factor, then it's listed as a coronavirus death. Okay, if you have the symptoms, if you show the symptoms. There were people that had symptoms but were never tested that passed. So are the numbers skewed a little bit? Probably. Probably. But as testing has gotten better, as testing has become more widespread, the knowledge of the virus is better, tests within hospitals, things that they needed to test are now out there. So whatever the numbers are now, they're real. Or at least a lot more real than when this thing first crept into our nation. So Country Joe West has got a little bit of a point, and I don't think it should be completely discarded because of insensitivity. He's just saying this is what it is. But what you need are facts to back it up because you just don't know. And that's kind of where the Players Association or the Umpires Union is probably going, we can't step on that branch too far out or it's going to snap off and we're going to fall. And I get it. I get it, but Country Joe West, man, never one to avoid controversy. He'll always say something, whether it's right or wrong or whatever. There you have it. Hey, coming up after the bottom of the hour, Dave Wannstedt, former Chicago Bears head coach. We're going to talk some NFL. We're going to talk some college sports as well. Fox Sports analyst doing it both. Dave Wannstedt next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Glad to have you. Hey, Van Horn Automotive Group, they are looking to buy some used cars. Any of their Wisconsin or Iowa locations, they're going to buy right now. Cross-brand selling from Ferrari to Geo Metro. Your car has never been worth more. No gimmicks, no pressure, no trade-ins, anything like that. Just sell without the challenges of posting online, meeting strangers, just to take a look around. You don't have to worry about processing titles or plate registry, anything like that. Visit Van Horn, any Van Horn location, or go to vanhornauto.com and click on the Sell My Vehicle link for a Kelly Blue Book instant cash offer. You can service and financing, by the way. You don't need to put off that unexpected auto repair. You can get 0% APR for 12 months on any repair up to $2,000. The application, it's quick, it's easy. Go to vanhornauto.com or you can see any service center. And walk in and tell them what you need. Van Horn Direct, you can buy new, you can buy used, fully online. You can find a car, finance a car, trade in your car, do it all online. Again, vanhornauto.com. That's vanhornauto.com to buy your car right now. Do it from the comfort of your home. CDC safety measures right now at Van Horn Auto as well. And they do everything from sanitizing all the workstations to all their surroundings and such. But don't forget, when it comes to Van Horn Automotive Group, they are family-born, they are employee-owned, they have dealerships in Wisconsin, over in Iowa. They continue to grow, get bigger, better, stronger. That's our friends at vanhornauto.com. That's vanhornauto.com. So check it out for yourself. Hey, Dave Wannstedt. Love talking to Dave. Love talking to Dave. And former NFL head coach, formerly with the Bears, Fox Sports analyst, does both pro and college football as well. So We talked to him a little bit earlier, and just started out by saying, "Hey, look, with everything that's going on, are we talking about the shutting down seasons, or how? What are you feeling about this thing getting underway?"
Well, a couple of thoughts. Number one, I really believe that the NFL is going to be keeping a very close eye on what happens with the NBA, what happens with Major League Baseball, if the hockey gets going. I think that was going to be a real good measuring stick for the NFL as far as how to handle things and how they respond to things, which might obviously help and give a little bit of insight down the road. I do believe that the NFL is going to go. I mean, I think that, when you think about it, every team in the NFL, who was the worst team last year, the Bengals, Cincinnati, they're on every week. So the TV exposure, the money from the TV is big. So I think that they're going to play their games, and regardless of who's in there. I mean, if they lose two quarterbacks, it might be the third team quarterback, but they are going to put a product on the field, and I think that they're going to keep going until if they would have to stop, then they would have to stop. But I don't think there's going to be a lot of debate from the players' end or from the owners' end, where I think in college football you're talking about a whole different situation because there's so many moving parts from liability to athletic directors. You got board of trustees, you got presidents, you got commissioners. And so I think the college really has a challenge in front of them. I'm not sure what's going to happen there. I think the compromise would be for the big schools, the Power Five schools, not to cancel or move it like the spring right now, like the Ivy League did. I think the compromise would be to eliminate your conference games, and now you just start maybe push it back to October. And say we're going to play league games and see where it's at in October and then go from there.
That's what I was going to say is I know Ohio State has shut down their facilities. The Ivy League has shut down their season. We're hearing more and more about that. The college campus life is a lot different, as you know, than the NFL. I had always said I just didn't know how college sports were going to be able to do it, putting kids on campus. The NFL is a different animal. I mean, it's still – you're still going to be in contact with people. You're still going to be traveling. You're still body on body. But there's a different ability and a different bubble and different levels of care there for the professional athlete versus the college athlete, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, for the most part, the NFL athlete, after a game, guys might go out, or maybe the night before, they got wives, they got girlfriends. I mean, but during the week, I mean, it's a full-time job. There's not much going on. Where the college, you're going to be in classes all day. How are you going to avoid that? You're going to be in there, and you're going to be with students, and the whole social life of college, whether you want it or not, it's there. So I think it's completely different, and it's a shame because, and I've been talking to a lot of coaches, and the guys that are not the big programs, the smaller programs that depend on playing a Wisconsin, for example, in a non-conference game, that's a big paycheck for them. That pays a lot of money, and now the small guy is going to get squeezed on this thing probably, and it's going to be costly. It's going to set them back years from a revenue standpoint.
Well, that was going to be my next question. How much of an impact is all of this going to have, not just this year, but in years to come and in many different areas? Because it's not just going to be football. It's going to be many different things, correct?
It will be. You guys saw what happened at Stanford already. They cut 11 sports, and it's going to be, depending program to program, I think, on but there's going to be changes and there's going to be adjustments. I guess the only positive from the football standpoint, I don't think there'll be many coaches fired. So,
right.
Number one, the athletic directors don't have the money to pay them off and a new staff. And secondly, with no spring practice and no training camp, it's real tough to reach out there and let somebody go. So,
Dave, I wanted to ask you. I know that right now in the NFL, specifically when we look at the Packers, the NFC North and such, the Packers won the division. They didn't do a whole lot. You got a guy like Jordan Love coming in. Give me your thoughts on that situation and how to handle a situation like that when you've got a Hall of Fame quarterback who still wants to play, but you kind of went out and drafted his heir apparent, you know?
You definitely have. So maybe they know more where the whole Aaron Rodgers thing is and, more importantly, where it's going than we do. But, you know, I think under these circumstances that, you know, he's going to be even behind father because, I mean, these Skype meetings, it's fine, but there's nothing like full speed. Here comes a guy blitzing, and now I've got to make a quick decision, and who am I getting the ball to? And I've got to change some plays at the line of scrimmage. All these things would be taking place and would have been taking place, you know, in the OTAs and the mini camps and everything. That time is invaluable to a rookie, let alone a rookie quarterback. So I think this is going to be a situation where he's going to be, you know, so far behind that he's just going to be learning on the move. And, you know, and they'll put in some plays that he can do best. And if they have to use him, obviously they'll have to use him. But it's Aaron Rodgers' show. And I was a little bit disappointed. And I said this right after the draft. I mean, I just hope, and I just hope that the Packers don't fall into the Patriot mode of Aaron Rodgers is so good, like Tom Brady was so good, that he can figure it out. We can get other positions other than receiver. I mean, I just hope they don't slight him as far as giving him enough help. You know, we will see. We will see. I know they leaned heavily on the running game last year with Aaron Jones and had a great success. So I'll be real curious to see what happens as this thing progresses down the road a little bit.
Sitting here talking with Dave Wannstedt, former NFL head coach, also Fox Sports analyst, does both pro and college football. Hey, I wanted to ask you because you mentioned Aaron Jones. They had a poll on one of the other stations, the other networks, and they did the top 10 running backs in the National Football League, and Barkley and McCaffrey and Elliott and everybody are there. Aaron Jones was not. Where would you put Aaron Jones as a running back in the National Football League?
Well, I'm a big fan. You know, and I didn't see the list. I don't know who else is on that list. I would find a place for him. I think what he brings to the Packers offense, you know, you have to put that in perspective too. I mean, because of Aaron Rodgers, a Hall of Fame quarterback, it's very easily to slight other offensive guys. I think that's what happened with Aaron Jones a little bit. But when they were hitting all cylinders, when they had the ability to make plays and beat you, running the ball and throwing the ball to him, I mean, that's what made them go last year, in my mind. They were that was their offense. For whatever reason, you know, Jimmy Graham was okay. You know, the receivers, you know, were banged up a little bit. Devontae Adams and the whole stuff. They were young, so it was the running backs, really, that, in my mind, were the heart and soul and the energy of that offense. Maybe I give them too much credit for that, and maybe that's why you get slighted, because everyone says, oh, it's just Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, there's been a long time of just it's Aaron Rodgers, that he's just that good. And it's true. I mean, look, Aaron Rodgers set the bar very, very high. But I thought it was interesting last year how he didn't really conform, but he ran the offense, I thought, pretty well. I knew there were some times that it wasn't as functional as maybe you wanted it to be. But overall, the first year in that Matt LaFleur system, I thought was pretty good. What would you expect out of the second year of Aaron Rodgers in that system?
Well, I think they're going to be an advantage. I think if you look around the NFL, and I, the teams that have new head coaches and new quarterbacks, whether they're rookies or whether they're free agent guys, new quarterbacks and new head coaches, they are going to be the teams that are going to have a tough time, in my opinion, early in the season, just because of the lack of mini camps and meetings and everything going on. I really believe that. So I think the Packers, you know, they're going to be able to take the next step. And, you know, Aaron likes to throw the ball down the field. Aaron likes to, you know, so I'm going to be real curious to see how they what they do with the tight end position, because I always thought that the tight end position with Aaron Rodgers and that offense was really important. So you know, we kind of know what they're going to do at receiver and running back. But I think the tight end position, who, how, what they do with that is going to be the biggest change offensively that we see out of the Packers going forward.
Real quick before I let you go, a lot of good players coming into the league this year. We saw Joe Burrow win a national championship. How adaptable do you believe Joe Burrow is going to be going into the pros, specifically going into that Cincinnati system?
He was phenomenal last year at LSU. I mean, we have to give him credit for that. We know he's a talented kid, obviously, from his high school days on. He's won. You know, I'm a little bit of the one-year guys. You know what I mean? I get nervous by them. I mean, we drafted Emmitt Smith, and we drafted Troy. I mean, the guys that had done it for Michael Irvin a few years, we always felt a lot better about drafting those guys because you saw them over time and you were able to see that their level didn't really drop off, that they were able to sustain it. You know, this is going to be really interesting because he obviously was off the charts last year. Now it was a one-year thing. You get the Heisman, you get all these accolades, the number one, you get a lot of money. Is it going to affect this kid, or is he going to be able to handle it? I think that is going to be as big a factor. It's not going to be as easy. And Cincinnati, I mean, they need more help than quarterback. I really believe that.
Yeah.
So in that division, you're going to be playing Baltimore twice. You're going to be playing Pittsburgh, who arguably might have the best defense in that division, one of the best in the league, and Cleveland. I mean, so it's not going to be easy. You know, I think that he's going to struggle, but I do think that the kid has enough ability to be a good player in this league.
There you go. Dave Wannstedt, the former coach, now with Fox Sports, talking both college and pro. Good stuff from him. He's joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they have been doing it. Call them. If you're looking for a good team, a change teams, or just a new team, that's our friends from Schneider. 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. You know who has a great team, and if you're looking for a great destination getaway because you're not going to Mexico or Florida or Europe or you're going to the West Coast, no. You're going to stay right here. You put a little money into your house, but you say, I want a one-tank trip. I still want to get away. I still want to do something. Where can you kayak? Whitewater. Do a little whitewater rafting. Where can you go fishing? Where can you go pontooning? Where can you swim in big saltwater pools where you can play golf? Two great resorts right here in our own backyard. Pine Mountain Resort and the Four Seasons Island Resort. You can avoid the huge crowds at a beautiful mountain retreat or a secluded island fun spot with lots to do, plus casual and fine dining all within in an easy drive. You got a one-tank trip. It's affordable. Right now, you got the Four Seasons Island Resort, 9-hole golf course, easy access to miles of ATV trails, surrounded by water, great fishing, kayaking, pontooning, whatever. Pine Mountain Resort in Iron Mountain, Michigan, right next to Timberstone Championship Golf Course. But there's a lot to do off the golf course as well if you're not a golfer. Whitewater rafting, hiking, boating, a lot more there as well. Book three nights, you get two nights free in July. Book three nights, you get two nights free. You got to book it in July, though. You got to book it by the end of the month. So visit PineMountainResort.com. That is PineMountainResort.com. Or TheFourSeasonsWI.com. That's TheFourSeasonsWI.com. And you will be good to go. Tell them we sent you. We will wrap it up. And we've got our top five Friday topic next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. We're on the air a couple minutes before we have to get out of here. Hey, a reminder, coming up again, August 3rd, we're going to have our cigar/golf event out at Ironwood Golf Course, just west of Milwaukee. We hope to see you out there. Go to tobaccooutletplusgrocery.com. That's tobaccooutletplusgrocery.com. Or you can get tickets right there on site. The general manager out there, Mike Lehman, great guy. Just go out and ask him and say, hey, Mike, I want to get some tickets. It's going to be a good time. You're going to have golf. You're going to have dinner. You're going to have some cigars. Great stories. A lot of fun. Bunzels is providing the dinner out there. So it's going to be really, really, really fun. So hope to see you out there. Come on out and enjoy yourself with us. And that is Monday, August 3rd. So coming up tomorrow on the program, we are going to be doing a Top 5 Friday. And the other day you had the top five quarterbacks that were listed, and Aaron Rodgers was not in that top five list. We will get your list, not ESPN's and not Fox and not CBS's. We will get your list tomorrow on the program on a Top 5 Friday. Very, very straightforward tomorrow. And then we're going to go inside the bubble. Steve Ashburner, NBA.com, going to be joining us tomorrow. We're going to talk some NBA with him. Kevin Holden from CBS 58 in Milwaukee makes his weekly visit. We'll talk a lot of baseball with him. But yeah, I'm looking forward to a Top 5 Friday as you know, as we get ready to head into the weekend. But heading inside the bubble with Steve Ashburner. And we'll talk basketball as the teams are now descending on Orlando and the intake begins and the process begins. And then they get ready to start playing some hoops and get it all together. And a quest for a championship is on the horizon. So really, really, really looking forward to that tomorrow on the program as well. But yeah, looking up with the Top 5 Friday. And this is just straightforward, easy stuff. We talked about the running backs today and Aaron Jones' place in it. Now we're going to get into the quarterbacks, and we're going to get your opinion on who is really some of the top quarterbacks in the National Football League. Because many, and I was watching this again this morning, depending on who you, you know, kind of who you champion, but many have a list that comes out, and Aaron Rodgers is not on it. But then again, the offense has changed somewhat as well. Maybe it's just more perception than reality, but we'll get into that discussion tomorrow, so really looking forward to it. Hey, thanks to everybody for coming on the program. Lee Diffie, NBC Sports IndyCar broadcaster, he was fantastic. Obviously, Dave Wannstedt, Dave Schrader from WBAY-TV in Green Bay. We had a good time with him as well. So until we chat again tomorrow, it's time for us to get out of here. Hopefully, have a good one today. Talk to you later. Sleep.
Station strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.